Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Exalted be the name of the Lord. For our God is worthy to be praised. Bless his holy name. Welcome all of you here this evening. Welcome to the house of the Lord. It is a pleasure to see all of you here this evening on a Wednesday night service. Amen. And welcome all of you right now joining us. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. And as I always say, or as I have been saying, I should say, it is an honor to serve my God. It is a pleasure to share the word of the Lord with you. It is the most fulfilling job that I've ever had. And God willing, I will continue doing it with all of my heart, with all of my strength, with all of my might. And it is my wish that the Holy Spirit will speak to you and all of us directly. Amen. As he speaks to me and so many others. We share the word of the Lord, we teach the word of the Lord, but it's the Holy Spirit that brings it to life, that brings it to your understanding. And so that is my desire. Amen. Amen. Let's start right away with the word of prayer. Shall we pray? Lord, we love you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we are here to say that we adore you and we worship you and we bless your name. I thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful weather. I thank you, Lord, for the snow and the four seasons, Lord. Lord, thank you. And Lord, this evening, as we read your word and we study your word, and as your word goes forth, I pray that the Holy Spirit will do what he does best. And I pray that this word will touch the hearts of everyone here right now and watching this right now. And Lord, may your name be glorified and your name alone. May your people, Lord, see you and hear you and not me. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Do we have our Bibles with us this evening?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. All right. The digital, I'll take that. I'll take the digital one. All right. No problem. I would like to start with my opening verse from last week. And this is mildly a continuation from last Wednesday night service and topic. As I've been mentioning the last few weeks, I should say, our Wednesday night service moving forward until further notice is going to be a themed service. And that theme is, the battle is already won Wednesday. Amen. Because the battle is already won. And we're going to be talking about every single thing dealing with that, from top to bottom. Understanding what that entails. Understanding us. Understanding God's nature, his plan, his purpose over your life. Understanding what the Word of God says about this very thing. Amen? Last week, my opening verse came from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we read, starting in verses 1 through 17, we read a story. But the main, the pulp, the thick of it, the main thing that I wanted to share and teach from was from verses 17. And I gave that to you, right, brother? Verses 17. I just wasn't sure. I would like to reread that this evening. I'm going to briefly elaborate on it, and we're going to pick up where we left off from last week. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 17 says this. You will not need. Repeat after me, not need. Do we understand that? You won't need to fight in this battle. Stand firm. Let's all say that one time. Stand firm. Hold your position and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Israel. Do not be afraid. Let's say that. Do not be afraid. And do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. For the Lord is with you. Thank you. For the Lord is with you. This section of the verse here, when I was studying this verse, there were four things that stood out to me. The very first one is for us that there is no need for us to be afraid. There is no need for us to be dismayed. Now, I do take into consideration that we, all of us, are humans. And we have feelings. And there are times that our feelings gets the best of us. But the word of the Lord says there is no need for all of that. There's no need to be dismayed. There's no need for despair. First thing we want to do is relax. Take a deep breath. Hold on. Pause for a moment. Wait a minute. That's the first thing I talked about last week. After you take a deep breath, after you analyze everything, the next thing you want to do is stand firm. Why should you stand firm? Because you're a child of God. Because you serve the God who controls the armies of angels, who controls every single thing on earth, on the sea, in the entire universe. And when we know this, there's no need to be dismayed. So we stand firm in the word of the Lord. The next thing that is mentioned is, do not be afraid. Don't doubt. Don't be despaired. And what we're going to talk about this evening is, the Lord is with you. Because you know what? If the Lord is with us, the battle is already won. That's just a fact. It's not an opinion. It's not if this, it's not if that. Only if this, if the Lord is with you, there is no need for anything else. Last week I mentioned, for the Lord will be with you, as it's mentioned in the word of the Lord. And one way to translate this entire sentence, applicable for us, is the word of the Lord shall be your helper. When you read this passage, for the Lord will be with you, for the word of the Lord shall be your helper. The Lord, the Spirit of God, is in these pages. Everything that we are studying, everything that we are talking about came from here, from the word of God. He is with us. His word is present here with us. It is one thing for us to read the word of the Lord, do our devotional and go through the theology of things and go through studying things. And there's nothing wrong with that. We want to study. We want to dissect. We want to go over the word of the Lord in fine detail. But when you believe everything that this book says, when you exercise what it tells you to do, now all of a sudden it takes a different dimension. Now all of a sudden your faith grows. Things start happening. promises that are in this book will come to life. And now, that is another reason why that battle is already won. The victory is already yours. Do you understand? I want to go deeper into that another day. But I want to talk this evening about the Lord is with you. The Lord is with us. Now, as I was preparing for tonight, I was having a moment, I was speaking to the Lord, I was praying, and something came to my understanding, and I don't know if it's someone here or it could just be someone watching right now, but the Lord wanted me to bring to your attention a particular verse before we go further. There might be someone at the sound of my voice right now who might say that a lot of the things that are mentioned in the Old Testament were for the Old Testament people. And as these series go on, I will be using a lot of Old Testament verses, and some of them speaking about Israel, speaking about Judah. And I'm using these words for us today, who are in the new covenant. And I just want to clarify to every single one of us that it all applies to us. These words here were spoken to the nation of Israel once upon a time. Right? In the old biblical time, Old Testament time. And one can say, well, right now this verse is saying for us to not be afraid, not be dismayed. O Israel, O Judah, O this. But we're not Israel, we're not Judah, we're not Jews, we're not Israelites. Does that apply to me today? 100% yes. That's right, Brother Don. Oh, yes, it does. And I want to show you a verse right now that will somewhat bring all of this together. And I want to put this to bed. I want to put this to rest. And that's going to come from Galatians chapter 3, verses 13. I'm going to start in verses 13, and then the power pack punch will come in verses 14. May I have that, please? And the word of the Lord says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Right? When was the law? In the Old Testament, that's right. Before the Lord Jesus came to earth. Reading on. Having become a curse for us, for you and I. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Another Old Testament saying. Verses 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Right here, we're not living in the Old Testament times, right? We are not living under the law. We're living under grace, the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, who became a curse for you and I. A lot of preachers, a lot of scholars, a lot of teachers will use, especially verses 14, they'll use verses 14 to speak about salvation. And yes, 100%. And I will use this verse to speak about salvation myself. But where I'm going to hang my hat on tonight is in the beginning of this verse that says in verses 14 that the blessings of Abraham, who was who? The father of Isaac, the grandfather of Jacob, right? To later on to become the nation of Israel and all his descendants, right? That the blessings of that nation that was promised to Abraham might now, right now, come to the Gentiles through the sacrifice of the Lord. So now all of that is applicable to me to you, to every single one of us. So now, that blessing right now that we read in 2 Chronicles when it says, O Judah, O Israel, or whoever it might be, that we're, or wherever it might be reading from, when it's speaking to that nation, all of a sudden, I can put my name on there. Now that applies to me. Amen? Praise the Lord. So when the Bible says that he shall be with you, believe it. Receive it. It's for every single one of us. Amen? For the Lord is with you. I want to show you right now a lovely verse. It is Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10, which might be one of the loveliest verse that we find in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 says this, something similar that we've been talking about thus far. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This verse right now is very, very descriptive of what the Lord will do for every single one of us. Starting from the beginning, be not dismayed. Once again, the very first thing that you must cast out is fear. You want to win this battle? You want to overcome? You want to conquer? The very first thing that you must do is not fear. I remember the once upon a time the words of Pastor Paul, who is with the Lord right now. One of the things that he had advised me is, he said, never do anything out of fear. Ever. Because the moment that you make a decision, the moment that you make a call, the moment that you do something out of fear, everything is going to fall apart. No intimidation, none whatsoever. Be sure in the Lord of everything that you do. And over and over and over again, our Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father, through the Holy Spirit, is telling us, do not be afraid. How important is that? We must understand this. I almost feel like titling tonight's message, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Fear not. Or any one of those combinations. Because we must understand this part of a foundation here. Last week's title was The Foundation. I believe that's what it was. The Foundation, right? That's the very first thing that we must learn and know is for us to not be afraid. Fear not, for I am with you. There we go again. Be not dismayed. It's like the Lord is repeating himself here. For I am your God. I am your Lord. Why should you be afraid? The Lord is saying that I will strengthen you. Oh yes, I will help you. And I will uphold you with my righteous. And look at God's love right now. With my right hand. The right hand is the hand commonly known for authority, for strength, for power, decisiveness, control. The Lord is not just simply saying, I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to hold you up in my arms, in my hand. The Lord is saying, I will hold you up with my righteous. This is my right hand. I should be pointing this way. There we go. Had to catch myself there for a moment. With my righteous right hand. Amen? This is love. You see, if you read verses 8 here in Isaiah 41, if you start around verses 8 all the way to about verses 20, it describes God's personal love and care for his people. Who are his people? You and I. Every single one of us. The implied question right now that I'm going to ask, and I look around here, and this might not be applicable for us here. So I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to speak to the camera right now, you that's watching right now. The question right now is, has ever any idols cared for you so tenderly? Has ever any other thing made such a promise for you to hold you up, to care for you, to watch over you, to bless you, to heal you, to be with you in times of trouble? Ever? Tell me who else has made this promise? That this God, who you claim God, who you call God, will hold you up with his righteous right hand. And experience it, and you experienced it. Let me hear your testimony. Any other God? This is the God that we serve. And when we stop and we think about these verses, particularly this one, you can't help but to think that it's already God's. The battle is already won. It's a done deal. The people of God must be assured of his presence, something that other religions cannot say the same. You must know, you must be aware that God is with us every single step of the way. They must know about the relationship that he has with you. You must know about his help. You must be aware of his sustaining power. And once you are aware of this, all fear is gone. All doubt is gone. Your faith grows. This beautiful verse, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I mean, bam, 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 bam. What else can we ask for? That's everything, right? If we truly understand and we take it to heart, the word of the Lord. I want to read with you right now. I had to input this in tonight's message because I thought it was wonderful. And I thought it was beautiful. Look how profound, look how descriptive the Lord gets as far as helping you. Starting in verses 8, and we're going to quit around verses 14. Isaiah 41, starting in verses 8, says, "But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the descendant of Abraham, my friend. You who I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest region and said to you, 'You are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away.'" Verses 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incest against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be nothing, as a non-existing thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Wow. What does he say next? Again. Fear not. You warm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Wow. Wow. Now, if you're going to be afraid about something, that's because you want to be afraid. If you're going to be scared about something, it's because you like to be afraid of something. That's the only explanation that I have. Otherwise, I mean, over and over and over again, our Lord is saying for us to not be afraid. Trouble times come, don't be afraid. The pandemic comes, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to go out. Don't be afraid to go to the store. Don't be afraid to do your daily duties. Don't be afraid of the circumstances. Over and over and over again, the word of the Lord is saying, fear not, for the Lord is with you. This is a wonderful promise for every single one of us. The Bible says that their enemies shall perish and disappear. God is their helper and their Redeemer. The word of the Lord says it's going to be nothing. It's going to diminish. It's like it never existed. And if it never existed, what battle is there for us to fight? Zero. And I'm starting to understand now why sometimes certain preachers will say something along the lines of, and I'm sure we've all heard it before, that you are your worst enemy, right? Or there's a cliche in Portuguese in Brazil that says, making a storm out of a cup of water, right? Making a hurricane out of a cup of water. In Portuguese it sounds better, but you understand the analogy, yes? Right now, if we understand what the Word of God is saying to every single one of us, first of all, let us not be afraid. Let us not come to the point where as though all of a sudden right now we start doubting and we start fearing and all these things come to our minds, because the battle is already won when we put all these things into practice. Everything that we read here. If we bring it over now to the New Testament, in Romans chapter 8, verses 31, the Word of the Lord says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is on our side, who and what will be against you? Will be against all of us. If the Lord is on our side. Is the Lord on your side? Are you a servant of the Lord?
Yes.
Yes. Are you a friend of God?
Yes.
Do you love the Lord?
Yes.
So who can be against you? What can come against you that the Lord hasn't already given you victory? If the Lord of the Lord is saying that I will be with you, that I'm going to uphold you, I will strengthen you, we have nothing to fear. Nothing whatsoever. And I believe the word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
We must conclude from these doctrines that God is for you and me. And our Lord will freely bless us with all things according to His riches and glory. It's applicable for every single one of us who have committed our lives to Jesus. Everyone here. Everyone watching right now, what can be against this? That the Lord our God, Our God is the only one that can judge us with righteous judgment. That our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is our helper. That nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of Christ. When you love the Lord, it doesn't matter what might be out there trying to come against you. Nothing will separate this promise from you and our God. And that we are more than conquerors over all enemies through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
The word of the Lord, this is what it says. And we must understand this. We must put it into practice. Brothers and sisters, it's one thing for us to read these passages. It's one thing for us to open the word of the Lord and read it and get excited about it from time to time. But if we don't act on it, if we don't speak it, if we don't call it into existence, you're going to doubt. You're going to fear. You're going to be shaken. It's very important that we call upon the Lord and believe every single thing this book says. And if the word of the Lord says, if God is for us, who can be against us? All of a sudden, my confidence level just went from here all the way to here. All the way to there. Nothing can be against me. Everything has to go through my God first. And all things work together for the good of those who love God, right? That is all things.
Hallelujah.
I would like to conclude this evening with a very short verse found in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 22, that says this: the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Let's conclude with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, Lord, so much for your holy word. Thank you, Lord, for your promises to all of us, Lord, who serve you. Thank you, Lord, for reassuring us that everything, Lord, is under control. That you have, Lord, every single thing in the palm of your hands. And because this is true, we have no need to be afraid. We have no need, Lord, to fear. Because you are with us, Lord, every step of the way. Lord, you strengthen us. Lord, you give us strength to do every single thing. And Lord, you give us power through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, so much for this. And I pray, Lord, for all of us here and everyone watching, Lord, right now online. I pray, Lord, that they would know who they are in you. I pray, Lord, that they would see themselves as a child of God, as a servant of the King, as part of, Lord, a royal priesthood. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray right now, in Jesus' name, for everyone, Lord, right now, who has doubts in their heart, I pray, Lord, that all doubts will be removed right now by the power that is in Jesus' name. And every person right now who is feeling defeated, every person right now feeling discouraged, everyone, Lord, right now who has thrown in the towel, by the power that is in Jesus' name, be strengthened right now in Jesus' name. Be made whole right now in Jesus' name. At this very moment, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we call it into existence. I cast away the spirit of fear. I cast away the spirit of doubt. I cast away right now the spirit of confusion. in Jesus' name, by the power that is in Jesus' name. Right now, Lord, right now. Exalted be your name, Lord, forever. Magnified, Lord, be your name. Your word is true, Lord. Your word is powerful. And we believe and we stand on it. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. We do this, Lord, because we love you. I pray, Lord, right now that your word will go forth and conquer and do what it's intended to do for the honor and glory of your name, Lord, and your name alone. Lord, we love you, and it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. God bless you.